Welcome to Spotlight. I'm Betty Watts.
And I'm Mike Proctor. Spotlight uses a special English method of broadcasting. It is easier for people to understand, no matter where in the world they live.
The people of Great Britain are celebrating. There is a special parade in the City of London. It is a parade of boats. 1,000 boats are on the River Thames. The boats are all different shapes, sizes, and colours. There are historic boats, working boats, and steamboats. 30,000 members of the public are in the boats. Other boats carry members of the military and the rescue services. Everyone wants to be a part of this great celebration.
Crowds of people are standing beside the river and on the bridges. They are cheering and waving flags. Bands are playing music and church bells are ringing. The boats are hooting their horns and blowing their whistles.
In the middle of all this happy noise is a large, beautiful boat covered with flowers. It is the Royal Barge. This special boat is carrying Queen Elizabeth II. She has been Queen for 60 years. It is her Diamond Jubilee. The parade of boats is celebrating this great event. Today's spotlight is on Queen Elizabeth and her Diamond Jubilee.
Elizabeth's father was King George VI. He died in 1952. Elizabeth was visiting Kenya with her husband. It was a very sad time for her, but she could not mourn in private. She was now the Queen. She returned immediately to the United Kingdom. She was only 25 years old.
Since then, Queen Elizabeth has devoted herself to the service of her people. Many of Queen Elizabeth's ancestors used a little saying. This saying helped them to rule the country well. The two words are, "I serve." These two words are very important to Queen Elizabeth. Even before she became Queen, Elizabeth promised to serve the people of Great Britain and the Commonwealth. When she was 21, she made a speech to her people. In the speech, she made a serious promise. She said,
"I declare before you all that my whole life will be devoted to your service. God help me to keep my promise."
Queen Elizabeth has kept that promise. She has served her people for 60 years. But Queen Elizabeth is not the longest ruling monarch in the world. The King of Thailand has ruled his country for about 66 years. In the past, there have been even longer reigns. The longest reign of all was the King of Swaziland. He ruled for almost 82 years and 9 months.
The Queen has many responsibilities. One important part of her work is to travel round the world meeting people. She has been on 261 official visits to 116 different countries. She is now 86 years old, but she still attends hundreds of events every year. Crowds of people come to see her. She walks among them, she talks to them, and she listens carefully to what they say.
After reigning for 60 years, the Queen understands her people well. People all over the world respect her for her knowledge and her good judgment. During her reign, there have been 12 prime ministers in Britain. Every week, the Queen has a private meeting with the prime minister. Sir John Major is a former prime minister. In a book for the Queen's Diamond Jubilee, he wrote,
"In matters of state, I would not trust the judgment of anyone more than the Queen. It is unequalled, informed, experienced, yet fair wisdom. It is the most important part of her duties as a queen, but it is a duty that remains largely unknown."
Every year, the Queen sends a Christmas message to her people. It is broadcast on radio and television. In the message, she often talks about what is happening in the world. She also speaks about her own experiences of family life. She has the same worries and fears as many other people. Her family has had many difficulties. She mourns when people she loves die. She worries when her children are in trouble. In 2011, the Queen praised families and communities who supported each other through difficult times.
Queen Elizabeth also often talks about her faith in God during her Christmas broadcasts. Last year, she talked about hope. She said that finding hope in the middle of trouble is part of the Christian faith. She said,
"Jesus was born into a world full of fear. The angels came to frightened people. The angels had hope in their voices. They said, 'Do not be frightened. We bring very good news of great joy. This news is for you and all people. Today, the Messiah has been born in the city of David. He is Christ the Lord. I pray that we all find room in our lives for the message of the angels and the love of God."
During 2012, there are many events to celebrate the Diamond Jubilee. They are happening all over the British Isles and in many Commonwealth countries. On the 4th of June, people will light more than 2,000 beacon fires in the United Kingdom alone. They will build these large fires on the top of hills. People will be able to see them for many miles around. Lighting beacons is a traditional British way to celebrate great events.
Special exhibitions are being held in the Queen's palaces and castles. These displays in the Queen's homes contain many beautiful objects. The public will be able to see these treasures.
In the country areas, there is a different kind of project. People are planting 6 million trees during the year. They will create 60 diamond woods, special forests. Each forest will be 60 acres or more in size. They will be full of trees for the public to enjoy.
In villages, towns, and cities, people get together. They hold street parties. The police help by closing the road to traffic. People make the street beautiful with balloons and flags. They put tables and chairs in the road. They all bring food, and then they share a celebration meal together in the street.
All these Diamond Jubilee celebrations honour Queen Elizabeth's life of loyal service. On the 7th of March 2012, the Prime Minister, David Cameron, told Parliament,
"The nation holds the Queen in its heart. The Diamond Jubilee gives us the chance to show our thanks."
The writer of this programme was Joy Smith. The producer was Nick Mangels. The voices you heard were from the United Kingdom. All quotes were adapted for this programme and voiced by Spotlight. You can listen to this programme again and read it on the internet at www.radioenglish.net. This programme is called Diamond Jubilee, 60 Years as Queen.
We hope you can join us again for the next Spotlight programme. Goodbye.